Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer, about to start the premier podcast, The Attic. Weekly we get together and give you Patterson's Own. The Attic is comprised of co-producer, the messenger, baby sister, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Purr, and from Florida, Sister Sunshine. Hey, listen, sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background, it cannot be duplicated or imitated. You gotta come to Ohio to get that. And when you get here, you gotta see AKA the menu. Let's get ready for the show. Podcast world. Yeah, this is that guy, co-producer, aka Petey Green. Petey Green. Yeah, it's Petey Green right here, getting ready to light up the airwaves. How's everybody doing tonight? I got the whole cast here with us tonight, and we're ready to be entertaining to you. We've got a host of topics that, not a host, but we got a couple topics that we want to talk about with you tonight. We want to touch on a little bit of our crazy ass president. We're not gonna go too hard because he is still the boss. So we're gonna hit him with jabs. We can't hit him with the haymakers yet. We're gonna wait for my man to get through with his investigation, and then they gonna hit that ass with some uppercuts. But for right now, he's still a man in charge, so we just going to jab. And then we got some little, again, as always on the Attic, we got race relations popping off like black folks just don't matter. And then we're going to end this show up tonight just talking about, how messed up the society, wow, sound like I was about to stutter, like how messed up society has everything. We're going to touch on a little topic lightly about that weed, that marijuana, that kush, that whatever you call it, whatever you guys call it. And what we want to talk about is they got hundreds and thousands of black men locked up, rights taken about because they sold weed. Now that game is over. So guess what? Now the establishment is going to come in, make it legal for you to purchase land. They're going to make it easy for the land purchasers. Again, see the setup. Those who already got that land to run, now you're going to make money off of what hundreds and thousands of inner city folks got locked up and lost their lives over. Now it's going to be okay for you to make money off of it. You know what? We were going to close the show with that, but how about we open with that? Let's just talk about that bullshit for a minute, if we might. But what's your feelings on that? If you think that's right, people have got, when they change the drug laws to suppress black voters, or to suppress, and if you think I'm lying, check your history, to suppress black people. Is it fair now that non-blacks are going to make a killing off of what we went to jail for? Talk to me.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing as with prohibition. Until they can actually control it, they're going to do whatever they can to stop it. Back in the day, back in the day, the white people, they were able to have their known spots. Black people had to hide and have their spots. So it's just a cycle that just continues to go, and we've got to step up to the plate and stop this cycle.
But again, and what it does to me, sometimes I tend to think deeper, or as KRS-One says, I think very deeply. If they're going to start to flip, yeah, I think very deeply. Let us begin. What, where, why, what? Don't get me started, man. But the fact that they're going to flip that game now to what used to incarcerate the brothers are now going to make the others rich, well, that really only goes to say to society and to everyone of color, no matter what color, because it's just a weeding out process. The darker your ass is, you just up first. But as long as you got some color, oh, trust me, you on deck of people of color. What you need to look out for is the fact that they just flipped that situation back to positive for people of non-color. Well, you ought to know they got another game that they're about to roll out on our ass, man. They don't give up and without taking. So the fact that we've already exhausted the commodity of locking their ass up for weed, because now we understand there's profit in that. So, again, what happens? And take this as you want. Them brothers that did time, the underprivileged hustling that weed, they were innovators. That's what they were. They were innovators because that's the way it's going to go now. Now it's legal. You got, you know, get subsidies to grow weed. All before, they were locking the urbanites, as I like to refer to them. They were locking them up. Now they're going to take that idea that they took away your right, your justice, and your freedom about, and now they're going to turn it into a profit scheme, and you still get no credit for it. You know, again, that's what we deal with living in North America. And I'll be the first to say this because, I fought for this country all my life. They never really gave a damn about me per se, but it is my country, and because I fight for them, I can say what I can say what I want to say. That's my freedom of speech. And again, don't get it twisted. I ain't going nowhere, y'all.
Say it, Petey.
I'm not going anywhere. All right? No, I'm not with it back to Africa. In order to go back, one must have been there. No, I'm not with it back to Africa because I've been to Africa and they didn't treat me like I was their brother. I seen this cat look real similar to me. So I'm thinking, you know, somewhere down the bloodline, maybe we cousins. Shit. He let me know that's not how that go. He said, when you come over here, you know, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong spot. But here we go. But we talking about how society has taken a product like marijuana. Again, what president was that, Reagan? Him and his wife, just say no. They made marijuana a deeper class felony. So now people can go to jail for it. But again, now that they find out there's money in it, okay, let's flip that around. Instead of making it a crime, how about we make it an industry? Yeah, that's what we'll do. All right. So, again, I don't think it's right. And if it is now going to be made an industry, and there are huge profits being turned, what do you say to the people who spent their life in jail behind that? Too bad? It wasn't your time? Do you think that we owe them some kind of reparations?
I think it would be the proper thing to do. But we know that not going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that going to happen? No, it's not going to happen.
I mean, it takes some time, but I got to let it. I got to go pick up my 40 acres and my mule next Wednesday. So it can happen. it can happen. You just have to be patient because I'm going to get my 40 acres and my mule next Wednesday. But, you know, again, it's just so funny. Again, and we're not talking about anything other than of natural plant marijuana. I think that they never should have demonized it the way they did. But again, it served its purpose for controlling of a populace that now, again, that has run its course, so we're going to try something different. What was set out for bad is now going to make a bunch of non-black personnel rich. And I don't, again, I don't fault them for it. You are a benefactor of a system that was set up to benefit you, whether you liked it or not. That's all I'm simply saying.
What's the process of this? I mean, you have to, what is it, like land or something that you have to purchase through the government? I mean, yeah, I mean, what's the process of it out there that you have to do? I mean, of course, you have to be in a particular state that allows you to be able to sell it. Of course, I know that, but what's the process?
All you got to do is you go over to 125th Street. And you see Rasta Man, right? And you just throw money behind the counter, and whatever you threw behind the counter is going to be divided by five, and that's how many pouches you're going to get back.
Like, for example, I know I was watching a show on TV. I think, what's her name? Shawnee O'Neal. I see that she's in the process of opening up some stores or whatever out in California.
Right. Hey, but you know what, though?
Is
Tippy on with us tonight? Tippy, you here?
I am, but I'm driving. I'm concerned about the road noise.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate it. Okay. But in Ohio, you can get land. You can get government contracts. This is how you can legalize it.
You have to apply, and there's all kinds of requirements.
Yeah, but first of all, you have to have the land, okay? That starts the process. Yeah, so that starts the process, and then they contract you to grow it. Again, I think that they found a way that they can get most of the tax dollars out of it, so now it's going to be okay to do so.
Okay.
But hey,
and then, of course, you got to get people that's going to be growing it for you and all that type of stuff, too.
Well, most of the growers, I mean, you know, I guess it's, now again, I don't know, you know, so I'm kind of taking stabs at it. I'm pretty sure that here go the sad part now. Hold on. We're going to have to get migrant workers to till the soil.
Wow.
I'm just pointing out there as I see it. Okay? What some went to jail for, now some are going to get rich for, and those who went to jail are probably going to be the ones out there working the fields. But now you got to remember
they're not really using fields anymore. They're using factories, man. This is high tech now. So
right.
The majority of it. And one of the things you got to do is you got to, if you want to make the money, you got to first label yourself as medical marijuana.
Right.
When you label yourself as medical marijuana.
Okay.
That's when you get
medicinal purposes.
Assistance.
Okay.
Right.
I got you.
That's when you get the government assistance. But now, because they're starting to legalize it, factories are starting to open up that grow the stuff.
You can walk in
stores and purchase it, and they sell it in like a cookie. You can buy it in cookies and all different kinds of ways.
Right.
Really?
Any way you could think of, they could put some marijuana.
Right, exactly. Because it's supposed to be like a big big business now, as far as that goes.
Yes. Some lucky people buying stock in it.
Well, you know what?
I mean, you can you can even like smoke it in a hookah, like some people have in like those hookah lounges and stuff in California. That is, you can walk in and do it that way.
Now, let me tell you, in California,
and Colorado,
Colorado wide open. California, you can get it for medicinal purposes, but in California, going to a concert is considered medicinal. Walking
Colorado
to the store.
Isn't just medicinal, dear.
No, not in in Colorado. It's for recreation.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in Colorado, you could you could walk in the store. You don't need nothing. In California, you need a card.
Yeah. True that.
And with the card, you could go in and get whatever you want. But out in Colorado, you just go in.
But I was
just
making
some ID, show you 18.
Yeah, I was just making light of the fact that
it's so easy to get.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just making light of the fact that everything is medicinal in California, that's all. And medicinal could be like you tying your shoes, that's medicinal. let me tell you something. The last time I was in California, I was going to a comedy show, and it was a hotel across the street. And everybody out there was, I mean, they was blazing like California blazing right now. But this was a fun blaze. And, you know, I'm in the Army, so I'm not going anywhere near because I'm not trying to get that shit on me. But I see the cops roll up. And that's when the Jersey in me just came back out like somebody about to get their ass wet. This cop goes over there, takes off his hat, and I'm serious. I don't know what they threw the officer down. They dropped him something from the porch. He put his hat on and left. No sirens went off. Nobody got beat up. And it really sunk into me that, okay, this shit legal out here, man. Because there was no confrontation. He just rolled up like everything was cool. And they threw him, I don't know if it was his boys up there or what, but they threw him a little something down. And he got back in his car and left. I'm like, oh, shit, that's too real. But you know what? In defense of marijuana, you don't hear about nobody ODing, killing, robbing, or none of that shit on no weed, man. You just don't. So, again,
yeah,
I'm glad
that... checking the refrigerator.
See, again, right? Your worst crime when you get on that cannabis, man, is you eat everything. And I guess, unless you ain't got no food, you might have to steal a sandwich or something. But, you know, that don't require nobody getting shot. But, hey, let's go. Let's move on to His Royal Highness for a minute. Yeah, you know, when I sat out to put the podcast together, one of the things I said was, I just want to talk about bullshit. I don't really want to go in on political shit. But the political shit and the bullshit, it's the same shit. It's the same. I look over here. I got some political shit. I got some bull. The political shit and the bullshit are now synonymous, man. That's the same type of shit, man. And like our president this week. And you know what? Every time I think about the president, man, I think about the little joke where the boy, you know, I'm about to mess the joke up, but I'm going for it anyway because I started. Where you read the lost and found, where it's a little boy that's, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm not going with the joke because I can't remember. But I'm getting back to my president. I apologize, I had a moment. But I'm getting back to my president. Every week, this man got some different bullshit going on. I was out in looking around the border, and I bumped into him, and I got a chance to talk to him for a minute. What you think? I don't know the president. Come on, now, me and my man is all right. So I'm gonna let y'all hear a little something with me and 45 talks about.
We will not tolerate any form of assault or attack upon our border agents like happened yesterday. Or any attempt to destroy federal property, overrun federal authorities, or bring chaos and violence to American soil.
President Trump weighed in tonight. Can you tell he was reading that part off a teleprompter at a rally in Mississippi? He spent intense 48 hours along our southern border with Tijuana, Mexico.
Yo, Prez, you didn't have to use tear gas on them kids. No one was rushing them.
No, they're not. They had to use because they were being rushed by some very tough people, and they used tear gas. And here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
Yo, Mr. President, on some for real shit, How did you feel looking at them kids running from gas?
You say, why are they there? I mean, I have to start off. First of all, the tear gas is a very minor form of the tear gas itself. It's very safe. The ones that were suffering to a certain extent were the people that were putting it out there, but it's very safe. But you really say, why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child? And in some cases, you know, they're not the parents. These are people, they call them grabbers. They grab a child because they think they're going to have a certain status by having a child. You know, you have certain advantages in terms of our crazy laws.
Yo, somebody tell me, what the hell is he trying to do with this immigration? What is he? Where is he?
The caravan, the centerpiece of this 2018 midterm election, but he and the people, his closest advisors, believe that this is what put him across the finish line in 2016, that the hardline immigration rhetoric, that these the draconian policies that he's putting out there is what got him elected, and that's...
See, again, but when I talked to him, he was, and then he just kept drifting over to California. I'm trying to get an answer out of him about something. He real concerned about the damn forest fires, and so I had to extend our conversation.
To see the firefighters, nobody's ever seen what's going on over there, and now they're saying it could be as many as 600. This just came out before we met. It could be as many as 600 people killed, up by 400. It's incredible what's going on, and burned beyond recognition. They can't even see the bodies. It's incredible.
Yo, Prez, I mean, on some for real shit, do you even know how many people were fatalities, or how many people suffered as a result of this fire? Do you know?
It confuses there the number of missing people, which had stood at 600, with the number of fatalities, which sadly now stands at 71. Since that interview, the number of missing has now grown to over 1,000. He also returns to his theme of blaming California. It was, after all, his first response to these fires, remember? He's apparently been led to believe it's bad management of state lands. Today, he seemed to blame the fires, at least in part, on a lack of preemptive raking of underbrush.
I was watching the firemen the other day, and they were raking areas. They were raking areas where the fire was right over there, and they're raking trees, little trees like this that are nut trees, little bushes that you could see are totally dry, weeds, and they're raking them, they're on fire. That should have been all raked out.
What about the argument?
You wouldn't have the fire.
What about the argument it's climate change, that it's drier, it's hotter, and that's contributing to it?
Maybe it contributes a little bit. The big problem we have is management.
Yo, man, that's some bullshit. Yeah, you know what, man? Fuck this. I can't talk to this cat no more. Hey, listen, let me talk over here to my man, Meacham. Yo, Meach, what do you think, man? How was he going to be defined? Do you think that this motherfucker is even trying?
President Trump has simply... I don't even think he's really tried, honestly.
So, I mean, based on his speech, how would you describe this president?
Donald Trump, linguistically, is unadorned. This is the basics. This is what language was undoubtedly like when it first emerged among people who didn't have writing and were first getting their verbal sea legs. This is where it started. And so in that way, as in so many others, Donald Trump is an original. That would...
Now, wait a minute now. Now, Donald Trump always said he went to the best schools.
And he learns nothing in them. He speaks like someone who paid no attention to one of the goals of education, which is to refine our natural inborn proclivities of speech, which are great for casual circumstances. But
damn. Are you trying to say our president is insane?
Oh, I think it's safe to say. I don't think he's insane, but clinically narcissistic and talking all the time.
So me and 45, we kicked it for a few minutes, and then I had to wrap it up and get on my merry way. But I'm gonna tell you, he's a special kind of person. He's a special kind of person, man. And again, I think that he is so deeply groomed inside of himself that there ain't no helping that, man. That's just gonna be whatever that's gonna be. There ain't no fixing that shit, man. You gonna blame the forest fires? Cause they're not raking the forest, y'all. I mean,
and you're gonna hold funding. You're gonna hold their funding instead of that. That's crazy.
Until y'all start raking that forest, I ain't giving you shit. And the sad part is, he gonna cut that funding off, man. It's gonna take a public outcry, some demonstrations, some marching for him to change his mind, man. But again, this is the person who's in charge of this nation, man. That took him crazy, man. And again,
sad but true.
I mean, he just on some different shit, man. And I don't know. And they say that he really, really stressing now because he know come January, shit going to be real different. He know that. Mm-hmm. He understands that. But again, the people who look at this kind of shit, the pontiffs or whatever the fuck you want to call them, they're saying that he's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to get worse. The more he understands that your shit is so, you know, your shit is on thin ice, the more he understands that, they said the more outlandish events that we can kind of look for coming out of the White House, man.
Wow.
Because those people that they showed, I'm going back to him on the border real quick. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying little kids can't come over here and blow shit up. I'm not saying that. Because when you come from countries like that, kids fight. It's only in America or civilized nations. I say Western nations where little 9- and 10-year-old kids don't have machine guns and rocket launchers. But them other jokers, they're again, the Israelis, the Palestinians, they're raised in that shit, man. So when we start talking about kids coming over, I understand that that could be an issue, man. But I'm going to tell you, when I seen the people that they was unleashing that gun, that gas on, I don't think that they needed a full-blown armored military for that kind of shit. I don't think that they needed more than some from the regular Border Patrol getting paid a little overtime to double up on their shifts. That's all the thing. That's all I really think they needed, man. And here's the sad part. If somebody please correct me if I got this wrong. You can come to the damn border and request asylum. Just because you come to the border.
You can.
Just because you come to the border don't mean you come in a bum rush shit. But if I came, watch this, you see, if I came to the border and my intent was to request asylum, and I met with gas and shielded police officers, then I might get a little violent, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, the real fucked up part about the whole thing is everybody seems to think that shit like this is how he appeals to his base. This is shit that his people like to see. You know, the president.
Now, I mean, there's a process that you have to go through. There's a process that you do, you know, of course,
right,
but like
right.
anything else. But yeah, you are, you know, you can come to seek asylum. Yes, you can.
And what brought that to fruition was one of the ladies who was tear gassed and hosed down. You know, they caught her on an interview and interpreted, and allegedly this is what she said was, I wasn't coming illegally. I'm coming here following the process to request asylum. So I don't quite understand where there's a division. If the process is you bring your ass to the wall and at the wall you met by whoever meets you there, and then the process takes place only because I've identified you as a threat caravan and followed your ass. Now, let me ask you a question. This was a caravan of folks, right? Or are they still on their way? I'm kind of confused.
I don't know. I've been hearing about this caravan. I don't know where they at. I don't know if they're here or they're still coming. I don't know where they at.
It was all political.
Yeah,
it was all political for the midterms. And the drama
fair, because remember, there was a time when if you was black and you was crossing the street and there was a car full of, it could have been a busload of white people. All you heard was door locks and windows going up. It was all that just to drum up some fear. And he's, to me, he's turning that border thing into, before you know it, it's going to be looking like, what is that, Israel over there, the West Bank, where they be shooting at the Palestinians and all that.
Well, I mean, when you, you know, I hope it don't turn into that, but I know what you're talking about. But that's his thing now. He got, you got to get that wall. You gotta get that wall. Now let me say something.
He ain't come through on that, and people tell you, "Yo, you gotta build that wall. You're losing them. You gotta build that wall." Because some of these races was kind of close. We didn't get over, but they was closer than most people thought they was gonna be. We making gains, but his main thing is now is he gotta get that wall built.
And let me tell you
wall
something, okay?
Built, it's end game.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn about nothing. This whole nation need they ass wet. If they get that bug money to build a goddamn wall to separate that. That means they need they ass wet. Now, let me tell you something, and I do mean this, and it's not going to happen. If Mexico funded, then I think it's a damn good product. Only because it's putting people to work. I mean, not because it's separating. Yeah, and fuck that. I mean, only because it's putting people to work. And it ain't costing us shit, but we making money on this deal now. That's all I'm saying. But
then the people who's putting the work is who? The Mexicans. Well, you mean they pay for it and we build it?
No. Yes, they pay for it and we build it, yeah. Yeah.
All right, them jobs
like
still on the Mexicans.
Well, shit, it's their wall. Hell, it's their money. Wait a minute. Do we want the commerce from it, or do we want the damn wall? I mean, what's the real game here? Do you want the wall?
A wall is just something that he's putting there for his base. Ain't nobody coming across the border like that no more. Now they're digging tunnels.
I know that. But I'm saying, do he want the wall to show, like, the Berlin Wall, or do he just want to put people to work?
He just wants something up there to show that he's stopping these people from coming in.
All right. I'm just saying,
and even though they're still
going to
be coming
work,
in. No, even though the wall ain't going to stop nobody from coming in, but he's going to convince his base that the wall, they stop millions of people from crossing the border.
Yeah. But again, if they mess around through some rider on a bill or some other bullshit, give that motherfucker, give him money for that damn wall, then this nation needs their ass beat one by one. Just step up and have like a full-time slapper and just slap the shit out of people, man.
But you gotta look at it from another perspective. If you look at it from a Democratic perspective, the only way, let's say we give him $1 billion, but if we throw a rider in there, we'll give you that $1 billion, but you've got to do something with DACA. So it costs us $1 billion to get DACA straightened out, and that's what the Democrats are going to do. So you will hear about them giving him money, but it's giving him money in exchange for certain things, and that's the only way they're going to get it done.
Yeah, but I watch this. How about Mr. President? How about we just write you the same kind of check you got from Russia, man, and then we stop with this bullshit? What you want? I think they'll say, what you want? Huh? What you want? You want a meal? You want a bill? What you need? Tell me what you need, and let's do this so then you can just go quietly away and we can get back to the nation of this business, man, the business of the nation.
No, because it ain't he want money, but it ain't real money. He want the power.
Power, yeah.
So that's what his thing is. He wants the power because in his mind, he been fooling people enough that he got money. He might not have as much as he wants people to believe, but he got money. So he just wants the power.
Yeah, well, he about to get it, though. Because I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, he right, again, he the president. Say what the fuck. Anybody can say what you want to say, but if you said one question, who the damn president? There's only one name that could follow that. So, you know, and again, even if they take it from him, they can never take from him that he was that. And I think that that's all right with him. I think he's probably already surpassed all of the goals that he probably set for himself. But now that he's here, like, hey, what the hell? Hey, let's go, let's go fuck with China. Yeah, let's go fuck with China. Let's go fuck with China for a while. Fuck the French. Because everywhere he go, man, just imagine, everywhere our president go, world leaders be talking shit about him. Like, they do. They talk shit about the president when he leave, like he was a homeboy. Like, oh, that motherfucker came to the party. He ain't had no drink. He just showed up Buffalo and shit, man. But he can't go nowhere, and people have respect for him when he leave. That I see. But the shit don't
bother him. That's the damage he's doing to this country. I mean, it's just bad. It's real bad. Bad on us, that is.
He don't care about that. In his mind, the president being he's the king, and he going to do stuff his way.
And that's just what he's doing.
Senate, yeah. And once again, don't be surprised if he don't leave.
What do you mean?
Well,
and when it's time for him, you mean if he loses, that he won't leave?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting really bad distortion here.
That's what he said, all this fake news stuff before.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter what 8 million people say. It's what the white people out there in the electric college is what they say.
Well, one thing I did hear them say, I heard them say that, hell, I support attending a public hanging.
Was that unbelievable?
I heard him way down in Mississippi.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Wow. Cindy Hyde Smith.
Something like that now, you know, hey, it might be shocking to some people, but the more he embolds people to talk like that, they'll get the message. They get the message. That's what they're talking about.
Like,
yeah, I know, I'm
right?
Saying. Yeah.
Yeah, the senator, yeah.
Yeah, she won.
Yes, we did.
But did you ever think you see the day where something like that would be acceptable?
No, nope.
Sure. Racism never went away. It just went indoors.
But I mean, where it would be able to be said openly out in public,
publicly.
And you would still be able to win a race.
Yeah.
Now let me hold on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now let me read something here, if I might, just for a second here. A polls are closed in Mississippi, 7 p.m. As voters in the last midterm U.S. Senate race between Republican-backed President Donald Trump and a Democrat, in other words, everybody had their people in the race. Well, the race was rocked by incumbent Cindy Hyde Smith's video recorded comments praising a supporter by saying she'd attend a public hanging if he invited her. Now, again, these comments by a white person spark all kind of racial violence. And yes, the president endorsed her. I mean, and everybody like, no, he didn't. Of course he did. I mean, these are his people. He endorsed her. But my thing is, imagine being in in Mississippi. And even though she only said a public hanging, she didn't say a hanging of who, but I'm saying as a people, we are conditioned. When you talk about a public hanging, somebody tell me the first image come to their mind.
The only image.
Huh?
The only image
yes.
That comes to mind.
Yes. But
right.
She was elected anyway. We got a sick-ass nation, man. Yeah.
Yep.
And so to me, by them electing her, that is really pretty much sending a clear message to her that's her behavior is acceptable. It's okay.
Yep.
And she's good to go. She's good to go. That's
she
fine. That's
said,
not a problem.
Voter, she also said voter suppression is good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So, again, she's singing that good old 1960s tune.
Confederate.
Well,
she even posed in a Confederate hat with a Confederate uniform on, I think. A coat and a hat.
Now let me say this to you, and I know this is going to set my cast off, but here's my thing. Now, I think that is really, 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 as my pres would say with his large vocabulary, it's really, 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 really fucked up that that she believes that. But now, if that's what she believes. Well, that's what she believed, and if that's what she campaigned on, hey, if Mississippi, again, I'm sure there was some gerrymandering that helped her situation out also, but if she ran on that Confederate bullshit, and you got more Confederate folks in Mississippi than anybody else, then justice was done.
Mm.
I mean, you follow my thought process?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's still wrong.
Begrudgingly.
Definitely. It's not a happy thing. But if you ran your race, that I'm a racist. I'm a Black Panther. I hate white people. I hate sunshine. And every time you see me, I'm in black clothes and black glasses for my whole campaign. And you elect me as president or as, well, I just did over to Donald Trump because that's just what he did. I grab asses. I told you I grab asses. Handicapped people, and y'all came out and voted for me. How about y'all
That's
leave
right.
me alone? Let me continue doing apparently what you like me doing.
That's right.
So then, to me, this country, this whole racism thing in this country, it will never ever go away. It will never heal. There will never be. It will always be what it is because of. How can it ever heal? Because you have people like that in this country. It will never heal. It will never go away.
Right.
It will never go away. As long as you have people that feel the way that these people feel, and
yep.
it, because like Kenny just said, they're entitled to their feelings. It is what it is. It is what it is because they're entitled to their feelings. There's nothing you can do about it. They're entitled to their feelings. And so what are you going to do about that? It's not going to go away. So how would there ever be a healing?
Well, see, to me, it goes beyond voting. Now you have to start fucking people up. Like they do it in Europe.
I mean, now you're getting into violence. I mean, it's clearly that's just how they feel. So it is. But my point is, that's just how they feel. It is what it is.
Right.
This shit is not going to die down quietly by voting. It's going to be a race war. What?
What you got
to
understand
to me,
it's going to change. It's just going to take time and time. Nothing good happens overnight, and I know it's been forever and a day, but we have made strides. We've still got a long way to go, so eventually it will change. And believe it or not, the co-producer at one point made a joke saying that the only way it's going to change is with the interracial relationships, but that's going to play a big part in it because they would look at it differently.
But you know what? Honestly, honestly, even with this whole racial thing, to me, and hear me out with that. Just bear with me as far as this part goes. When you do something wrong to anyone, just anyone, whatever it is, you have to apologize for it, and that's where healing even begins. And there's never really even been an apology, like among the races, for you know what I'm trying to say? If anybody's following me,
I got you. And so
to me, that's where the healing begins. And you know, an apology has to take place first. But I don't even think that's going to even happen. I mean, that's never even going to be done. That has to be done.
Well,
some kind of
one of the things you got to understand too, with as far as the apology, the people that are left to apologize feel that they ain't do nothing.
It was
my forefather.
I get that. I get that, but the ones that are here feel that you do. And that's just like, I mean, that's just like when a parent's child, when a child does something, the parent will apologize for it. The parent didn't do it, but the parent apologizes for their child. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean,
right.
Does anybody follow me with this?
Apologizes for the child. The parent apologized for the child. The child don't apologize.
Well, they're your aunt. They're your ancestors. They're your ancestors.
Yes.
If you're following me, they're your ancestors. Somebody got to answer for Santino. Somebody has to answer for Santino. You have to.
Right.
It's a little godfather. It's a little godfather that's doing here. But
no,
somebody has to answer for Santino.
We appreciate it.
I'm just saying. That's my take on that. That's how I feel about that.
So who would you want to apologize to?
I'm saying that in a sense of or some kind of retribution. Something has to be done. I mean, the Indians were given casinos. Even with the Japanese, they were given something from that World War II. Nothing has been done with us. And I think that's why there's so much rage and anger, and things still continue to be done with black people. Something has to be done.
And I think that it was
something has to be done. Something.
A long time ago in this nation, that we might lose this nation to a plethora of people. Well, let's all stand tall right now and say, them black asses are not going to be a part of this nation, man. And I'm saying that with a little humor, but I'm saying it, I'm using my words in a pun, okay, because it's not just humor. And again, if you look at throughout, there's been reparations made to a lot of people for a lot of things, but the real embedded part, and you're right, baby girl, baby sis, they don't think they've done anything to us.
Yeah. Nothing.
They have been,
yeah,
and when I say they, I'm talking back in the early 1800s, I mean, when they put this nation together, that drifted up to right now. They don't think they've done any harm to the black man.
Right.
And they're always telling us, well, you know, you got to get over it. We got to get over it.
You ought to be thanking
me. I mean, no, it doesn't work like that.
For reparations. And again, those who are studied, those who are learned, understand that that's not even close to what happened. But for those folks who did that and set this nation on the crooked-ass plate that it's on. And again, because if you look at the history of our nation, and again, we're working on a podcast that's going to really go into depth on that, man. When your base is lies, deceit, murder, if that's the base that you grow from, you don't separate from your base. You never separate from your base. So again, those are the seeds that were planted in this nation, man. I mean, call it what you want to call it. You stole this nation. You didn't earn this nation. You didn't discover this nation. You stole this nation. You murdered people for this nation. Now, again, and I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I'm glad because I'm a product of it. I'm here now enjoying it. But I'm saying, understand your base, because your base will teach you about what you're going to be. And we just continue to do same thing we did to the Indians. We did to a whole lot of people, man. You really can't find any place in history where white Americans have gone and enhanced without murder and killing. I'm sorry. I didn't write that. I just read it.
Listen, you can't speak on American history without putting black America in, without putting African Americans in it.
I'll go
Amen.
To Indians. We know, again, her words were, I would attend a public hanging if you invited me. Now, I'm sorry, if I live in Mississippi, all the wildest chickens in office, I'm going to have my black ass at home when the lights go out. Because I'm not getting caught up on no bullshit. Because I already know if the senator got any voice in it, she going to get her ass dressed up and come watch me be hung. And that's just
not only Mississippi,
to be feeding to
but
the
it's
nation,
still
man.
Certain
I'm
parts of
sorry.
The country.
That's just Petey Green.
You need to be hung before that sun go down. There's still parts in this country you need to be home before that sun
Y'all
goes
stay
down
with me?
If you're black.
So, yeah.
Hello?
I mean, yeah. Kenny?
Am I talking to myself?
No. You can't hear
what?
Us?
What happened here?
You can't hear us?
What are you talking about?
He must can't hear us.
No,
you can't hear us?
Did I lose you?
Around for that tape.
You can't hear us? He probably can't hear us.
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, sorry.
But anyway, I mean, that was just the point that I wanted to make, that, you know, there's not, you know, as far as with American history, you can't talk about American history without including, you know, African Americans. You know, I mean, we're a big part of that. And I just feel that with that's why there's so much rage and anger with African Americans, because we feel that there was never any real, I guess, like I said, no real apology for anything, especially the things that have been done to us, you know, down to, you know.
Back
to,
on?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying that, I was just telling them that as far as with, you know, American history, there is no American history without African Americans in it. And I think that's where a lot of, you know, so much rage comes from, you know, African Americans, because we feel that, you know, looking at, you know, other, you know, others, that there has been things that have been done or given to them as far as stuff that has been taken away from them, but nothing has been given to us, you know, in terms of what has been taken or things that we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
And yet things we still continue to lose up right now. And yet, still not even an apology, nothing.
But because we've been trained to turn the other cheek.
And that's all they keep telling us to do. We got to rise above it. Oh, you know,
let
keep hope alive. You know, better days are coming. It's going to be all right. No. I mean, enough is enough with that. And I mean, and every generation is just getting more and more frustrated. And it's getting worse. It's just getting worse. And like I said, Indians, they were given casinos. Like I said, the Japanese from World War II, they were
and
even
land,
given, but we
land.
Nothing.
Casino and land.
Yes, nothing with us. And I mean, we've lost through generations. We have lost so much. I mean, so much. And have
some
suffered
generations
so much.
Have been wiped out.
Yes. And I mean, just so much we have gone through as a people. It's just... it's unbelievable what we have lost and suffered. It's unbelievable.
But again, the root of all that.
But yet we rise.
Because that's all we know is to keep getting up. Okay, it's not a bad thing, because eventually
we're gonna keep getting up
to the point we don't have to get down anymore. But to the folks, the folks over here who have spearheaded these atrocities against people of color, again, in their soul they feel they've done no wrong. So and I like how you started that off. If you haven't done wrong, what the hell am I apologizing for? And I agree and I disagree as far as, are we going to get better as a nation? Of course we are. We've gotten better as a nation, nowhere near where we should be, but more and more, and what makes us better as a nation is you have more and more non-black personnel, non-black people, understanding and appreciating liberty and justice for all.
I said, will racism go away? And I said, until there's an apology.
Okay.
That's what I said. Not that we won't get better. I said racism won't go away because there's no apology.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I don't think there's ever going to be apology. I think at this point now, it'd be too embarrassed. I'd be too embarrassed to apologize. Well, they would be too embarrassed to apologize. But I think without an apology, that I do think that, let me see, probably in Sedana's daughter's lifetime, she'll see the end of racism. We won't. Yeah, and the next two generations, they may. Well, we won't.
I doubt that because the system is too strong, and it's not it doesn't matter who's in that, as long as they go with the program, that'll always continue.
But see, this
even if you don't feel that you owe an apology, then do better. Then you need to do better. You don't even want to do that.
Because you know
you
why?
You can do better.
Because doing better is the same as I'm saying I'm sorry for the wrong I've done to you. And I know that might sound real complex, and I'm not trying to act like I'm no damn psychologist, but I've read a book or two. And if I do better for you, that's my way of saying I'm sorry without the words, and I don't feel I need to say I'm sorry to you.
So then you just answered the question about. So then you just answered the question. Will racism go away? You just answered it. If they're not, going to do better, then when will it go away?
Because
you just said doing better would be they're saying that they're sorry. So if they're not going to do better, then when will it go away?
But within the next 50 years, the core group would have already been with the Creator. So you have a new group here. Don't get me wrong. They've been indoctrinated, but the indoctrination, it wasn't as permanent as the group that's now, like your whole Judiciary Committee. See, all them groups, and within the next 25, 50 years, they're going to be with the Creator. So there's going to be new folks here. And like I said,
but they're instilling that nonsense into their kids. Because understand, the ones that's here now, their parents and their grandparents is still. This is generational stuff, man. This stuff is passed down.
It's generational, but it is changing. There was a time the jobs that people have today, they couldn't have. And it has nothing to do, the only thing it had to do with the fact that they was racist and they wouldn't hire black people. And no law, nothing could make them do it. So people are changing, not at the rate we wish they would.
I get that, but look at the damage that Trump is doing with 1%. Look at the damage that he's doing with that 1% core base he's got. Or that look at the damage he's doing with that small percent of the base that he has. And I rest my case.
Right.
It's always
well, why don't we look at it this way?
He's
doing, and plus, you got to understand, look at it this way. He's doing a lot of damage, but while he's doing his damage, what it is actually doing is bringing people together that would have never gotten together. So in all of that bad, there is still some good. So
I agree, but again, I still say, look at the damage that he's doing. It's doing some good, but look at all of the damage it's doing to get to that good.
But
it's going to take time.
Just on the bad, you're going to miss the good part of what's really going on.
I'm not going to miss the good part. And what I'm saying is,
for the good.
It's taking us too long to get to the good. We need to start getting to the good a lot faster because it's just taking too much time, and we need to know better. And that's what I mean by the ones that are here now. We need to know better. It shouldn't be taking us that long because too much has already transpired. We need to know better. We need to know better. That's all I'm saying. We need to know better.
That's why
I say this stuff is generational because we need to know better by now. We should, but it's passed down.
We know it's generational, but what we're saying is each generation is getting a little bit better. Because we are the oppressed, of course we want this stuff to end right now.
I understand that. It's just a slower process. I get it. But I'm just saying it's generational and it's taking a slower process, but we need to get better at speeding it up is all I'm saying. But I get it. I know it's getting better, but it's just slower. But we need to get better at speeding it up is all I'm saying.
Hey, this is your guy, Petey Green. We're about to bring this broadcast to a close. But I want to tell you that love is definitely in need of love today. That's what Petey Green got to say. And all we have to do, again, is just open up our hearts to the nation, man. To the nation, I want to say, come on, let's stop with the bullshit. As Amy Winehouse would say, what kind of fuckery is this, man? Let's put this
bullshit.
Tell us
you're sorry. Uh-huh. Tell her she's sorry. They need to tell us they're sorry. Tell us they're sorry.
Hey, said, yo, come on. Even if you don't mean it, just say it. Come on. Say you're sorry.
Yeah, just tell her she's sorry. That's all.
And start healing some shit. Hey, but listen. Was that my did I have another engineer helping me? Or that was automatic?
I don't know.
Hey, but listen, y'all. Honestly, had a good show tonight. Tippy, you still with us?
She was in the car.
Tippy be going to sleep. All right, Tippy be going to sleep while the podcast going on. All right, so hey, listen, I appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Nice roundtable conversation. And again, look for big things from this crew from the attic. Again, because we're trying to expand our podcast. Please check us out. Go to Blog Talk Radio, HasdaHas.com, and follow the podcast. Help us grow the business. From co-producer and the staff, everybody, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Nighty night, night. Night, night.
Good night.
All right, peace out. I'm
good night,
done.
John Boy.
Peace. Good night, John Boy.
So we got to get around, like,
as all of hardcore like, black history facts, as all of hardcore facts that we're going to leave with the Walters. All right. Good night, y'all.